Virgin Radio 104.4. Are you by your phone? We could be making you an instant millionaire very soon. Before 10, we'll make that million dirham call. Regrets, do you got them? Do you have them? 35 things you regret in your life. There's a list that's come out which I've been reading. Not saying I love you enough. Staying angry at someone. Treating your parents poorly. Hating yourself. Stop hating yourself. No need to. Burning bridges.
Ooh, that's a big one.
A lot of people burn bridges. Never burn a bridge, people. Never burn a bridge. Not enjoying life more. Working too much. Not giving back. There's so many on this list. Regrets.
Do you have them?
Exactly. Mayo, is it Mayo?
Hey, hi, Chris.
Mayo, Mayo, tell us about your regret. What would it be?
Yeah, so my regret has been that when I started my career, probably I made myself over-available to work. Those are the days when you're trying to make a mark, prove yourself, and then you realize that the only way possible is by doing more and more work throughout the hours. And before you realize, it actually becomes a vicious cycle because when you eventually are with your family, kids, you grow old, and then you want to come back out of it. And it's so difficult, actually, to pull yourself back because people around you are so used to having you answering their calls all the time, working throughout the day, and then when you really want to, you couldn't. So, and you are unable to, sorry. So that's the regret which I have, that I should have not made myself more available for work.
I know, and it's really difficult. I know what you're saying. When you're always available for work, they expect it.
All the time, yeah.
And then when you don't give it, they think you're being lazy. Oh, well, we'll get someone else to do that job. And, you know, what I always say to, like, you know, bosses and CEOs, and I tell them that, like, what you got to understand sometimes is that it's better to allow your employee to have that family time to get off work. And good bosses do that.
It's just mentally puts you in a better place.
100%. If you've got time with the family, you come back to the office, you want to be there.
Yeah.
But when you work, guess what?
Yeah.
Work doesn't become fun anymore. You don't want to be there. And that was something that you were finding, Mayo? That was something hard for you?
Yes, it is. And believe me, it doesn't make any difference if you won't work that extra 1 hour which you've been doing in the evening, because life moves on. Work still happens. It's not like, you know, the organization comes to the halt or world stops if you don't take that call or if you don't respond to that WhatsApp message.
100%. And at the end of the day,
said, yeah,
means nothing.
Yeah.
Is that, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How about you, Chris?
Doing all right. Regrets, what would your regret be, or do you have one right now?
Well, actually, yeah, most of the things on the list, I believe it's for everybody who's like in our age or something, or maybe younger, older, whatever. But mostly it's the parent thing, you know, when you reach that level of your, like, or that stage of your life that you feel like you, there's something wrong and it's too late or too hard to break the iceberg and just reach out to them.
So what is your regret?
It's my relationship with my father.
Is he still around?
He is, actually, yeah. He is still around. My parents are still married, so they're not separate. But the thing is, it's like me and him are having, like, massive gap between us.
You both live in the country?
No, he's in a different country.
And so when was the last... Did you speak to him?
You know, like a formal meeting with your CEO. It's just like, you know, it's like a hi. So, hi, nice to meet you. Thank you. That's recently, since, you know, I'm away. So it's just the formal meeting.
And was there a certain incident that happened that made this the way this relationship between you and your father?
I guess my father was always maybe more to his side of the family thing. And maybe we were not much of, like, similar. So we were, like, a bit far all the time.
You were distant. Like, even growing up, you felt that you were distant when you were younger?
A bit. Some like this. A distance where we are in the same city. But the thing is, like, a distance, like, we're different. Like, we went to different school. We had a different type of lives. Financially, I totally have the full respect for him, but emotionally, it was a bit poor. So that was more about the emotion things that you share or you experience.
It sounds like he was a hard man. He had the money, he had a good job, he knew what he wanted you to do, but you didn't do it.
Yes, he had the money, he had the power, to work for the military and all that, but the thing is, he didn't have the guts to express his emotion to the kids as much as he gave it to his, let's say, nephews and nieces and family of, like, you know, the other side of the family, as you know.
But I tell you what, bro, like, how old are you now, Izzat? How old are you?
Next July, I'm going to be 32.
32, bro. Listen, go and go and do it. Go and do it. I tell you what, I believe your man, your father is obviously a really good man. He's done what he's got to do, and he, but he probably has that emotional detachment, and that may be something from his childhood.
Yeah.
You know, he may have been brought up that way that doesn't allow him to have that emotional attachment. I don't know. Like,
he doesn't maybe know how to express it.
And maybe if you start it, you know what I mean?
I got it from him.
Yeah, and you get it from him. Like, I tell you, my father, even my father, dad, he'd say it. Growing up, he was, I mean, he loved us like crazy, but he wasn't the most affectionate. Only in his later years has he become so affectionate. You know, with the older that he's got, the more affectionate. And I love that. You know, I love that I say I love you to my dad, and he says I love you back. But when we were younger, we'd still say it, but it wasn't as like...
Yeah.
And I know that my dad's upbringing was different to how I was brought up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is, bro. You're at the age right now where you're the man. I think you're the adult. The roles are changing. You're becoming the boss, let's say. All right, I think it's time for you to take control of the situation and say, Dad, come over here. I love you. I love you so much. You know, and just see if that goes, if it goes from there.
Yeah, I know, but we never, I don't know. I'm always like getting shy. You know?
Stop, excuse, no more. Excuses. No more excuses. Get on it. Smash it. Do it. You will regret this, man. If your father, touch wood, you know, something happens to him in the next couple of years, you will regret this for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the time maybe for the upcoming days, you know, it's like it's Eid for the, you know.
100%, man.
So.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised with the outcome. Keep us updated. It's Virgin Radio Morning. More calls next.